that goes there. The other thing is when you get over to BB Highway, which that power line easement comes just south of Hollister Schools. So now the Hollister Schools all empty onto BB Highway. 14 of the 15 routes go through downtown. In the future, none of that would be happening. You would go out down by the elementary school out the back way onto the highway, and you would go to all your locations that way. And so it would change a whole bunch of traffic flow, and it would come 200 yards south of the schools. But then the schools one of the stumbling blocks originally was Ken Bowman Sr. And he didn't want it going through his land, and he came over and talked to the county commission and kind of slowed things down. Well, he's passed away, but before he passed away, he sold that 125 acres to the school. So that the school has platted the right-of-way through there, or at least in their strategic plan, marked it out. And then actually, probably one of the bigger things is BB Highway has that huge S-curve there. Straighten the geometrics of that curve out so that it's much less and where it would angle with the east-west corridor at a 90-degree angle. And then Harold Plott owns the next, well, I guess Bowman still has a little piece, but since he's passed, Ken Sr. is doing a whole bunch of progressive things, so I think we can work with him. It goes on to Harold Plott, and Harold Plott walked with Danny Strahan and I down through his land and said, this is where I'd like it to go, right here.
So you're about done with the hurdles. All the hurdles are out of the way.
Well, I mean, we were this damn close, and then Justin got involved. That brought a whole new bunch of drama to the whole damn thing. And then Mr. Bowman was throwing a fit. And we did have Evan Shark at the other end at the Kirbyville end, but Evan's passed away because it's taken so long. The real right answer is at Mrs. Reisch's place in Kirbyville, Joe Reisch's mother, Sylvia Reisch, her place. When Highway 76 comes around and makes this big curve, there's a lot of wrecks there. It needs to go straight on to the east-west corridor, but it doesn't need to make that big S curve going into Kirbyville. It needs to come around and from the other end of Kirbyville, what you don't think of as Kirbyville. It comes around like that and go right straight on the east-west corridor road. Do not have access where the split rail fence is. It's always knocked down. Don't have access there. You come into that housing development from Kirbyville. So you go down to like J Highway and cut onto that. But then between Old 76 and the new road, connect the city streets up, and Kirbyville has downtown. And it has a commercial district. It already has water. It's connected to our sewer. It's ready to go. So once East-West Corridor comes in there, and it would be odd if you stopped it right at J or JJ, whatever that is right there, and then made a right angle, you really wouldn't be improving much. But if you just brought it that last little two blocks or three blocks section across there, link it, alignment right onto the highway, it's pretty easy. And it would also help the Mount Branson Hill, because a lot of people that want to go around the Mount Branson Hill are really just trying to get through to either Branson or to the highway, the 65, and this would solve a lot of that. On our end of it, one of the things that was big was the bank had seized all that big piece of land where Menards is, and we were worried that, and when I talked to the bank about giving us a 100-foot wide right-of-way, which is two utility corridors, four lanes and a center turn lane, five lane section through there. They said, well, if we can sell that to a store that sits right across that, we don't care. Well, when Menards came, part of my wrangling and dangling was we got the right of way. So that right of way is through there. So it's only money,
yeah,
boys.
It's
otherwise, it's pretty straightforward. And again, we've applied for two Tiger grants on that, I think, over the years.
I remember one.
There was Tiger two after that. And so we did that. Didn't get either one of them because it was actually too small a project. The smallest Tigers were going out at $60 million, and it was about 23.
And it may already be done, but I mean, since with the new bridge going in, could it contingency be put in to taking it all the way to Forsyth to make it realistically more expensive? You know, I mean, because
that would do it. That would get the old $60 million.
Because the guy from the east side of the county would almost call that a west, maybe midwest corridor. Probably wouldn't call that an east-west corridor if you lived where I did on the eastern side of the county. but it sure seemed more east if it came on the Forsyth.
Sure, it would cut off the traffic. It would cut off. This seems extraordinary to me, and I might be wrong about this. 50,000 miles a month, I think, is what it cuts off with. Like, for example, Jeremy Collins lives in Cedar Creek, works at Hollister. Well, all of those, we have all kinds of people that live over there. And they come in, well, they drive in, they either take Coon Creek, which you guys are spending another million on to put in a low water crossing. Vernon's on vacation, so now's the time to go do it. He got another 6 years.
Actually, I'm doing a bridge here, so
he won't be bothered. At any rate, that's a problem. And of course, Coon Creek dumps out at our school. So we have the sidewalk completed, so the school kids aren't walking on the highway with everything. But with BB is getting all approaching 4,000 cars a day there in front of the school because everybody's using Coon Creek. Or if we could get them.
That's probably going to, once you guys improve it, a decent chance that'll increase.
It'll even be more.
Yeah.
So, there's just plenty of opportunity there. And the other thing with Kirbyville is with water and sewer already there, and actually land that you can dig at least a few feet, which is not Hollister, I can tell you that. They could really develop. Plus, Ken Klein and Victorian Hart, he has a bunch of his supply chain that would come there and locate businesses, big warehouse and importing businesses, but they don't want to go through Mount Branson and downtown Branson and all that to get to the highway, or downtown Hollister for that matter, either one of them. So if the East-West Corridor Road was there, they would, because if you've been by there lately, like I was today, all those cargo body Sealand vans are sitting out there in the field as ways operating out of. All the people that are in the supply chain for those would build big buildings and employ people here. But they don't want to bring all that stuff through tourists in the old downtown. Or if the East West Corridor Road was there, they would just be, be there.
And some stuff you run into on it, we've had this issue with, with leaving Forsyth, going out 160, you can't keep pallets standing. No one wants to come and manufacture something and then you can't ship it out because you legitimately, when you drive on the hogback roads and the corners, pallets fall over. Well, no one's going to do that when, said you got like Hollister set up now, you could put your building there, and that's something Kirbyville would deal with a little as well. If, like I said, not just the traffic, but the actual roads themselves are enough of a slope and enough corners to them that it makes it hard for truck and trailers to actually.
And of course, we had Talik Copernicus was the guy that was killed on Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah, they've actually had three concrete trucks roll over there, haven't they? Only one fatality, but I think they've had three trucks go over there because they're top heavy and they tried to get run of that hill.
So anyway, we could solve a lot of those problems. It's a project that really needs to happen, but at $25 million, it's going to take some planning and that. What I really would wish would have happened was the roundabout here. We would have saved up $300,000, $300,000, and $300,000 and not have to come up with a million all at once, even if that does involve matches, and then taking some of that other money, and actually, we have substantial design done on the East West Corridor all the way through, and then just flesh that out to even construction level and right-of-way level drawings. Because right now, we don't act like we're serious about doing it. Everybody just talks about it and said, yeah, it really is a good project, but it costs a lot of money. Well, the way you do those projects is you put a few hundred thousand into the front end of it, you get it kind of locked down, you get some right-of-way locked down and all that, and then you just keep moving a little, a little. The lower downtown bridge between Hollister and Branson is a classic example that we decided we were all going to have to pitch in and build the bridge. So we did the plans and did everything, and then lo and behold, federal money came available, and bam. President Trump right now is talking about one of the pieces of his vision is to reinvest in infrastructure. Well, if somebody came along today and said, let's reinvest in infrastructure, we'd say, well, maybe we should get started. Oh, yeah, well, you think everybody else isn't already waiting for that so they can plop the plans on the table? That last little deal in the downtown saved us $17 million by just having the plans ready to go, and bam. So that would be, if we were going to do something with the East West Corridor as this group is, I would ask the county commission to pitch in on some design money and some right-of-way money and that. That's what we need to do. And then we'll all keep our eyes open, and one of these days there'll be the chance, and pow, we'll be able to do it.
Well, Donald Trump's going to have a program very shortly, and he's pushing the infrastructure, just like you said. So we're going to be needing to have those plans in place that you're talking about, or maybe dust off the ones that you already got in place.
How much design do you think would be? I mean, they just had preliminary kind of drawing at one time, didn't they?
It wasn't really time since I looked at it.
I mean, they weren't far enough done anything ready to go to bid or anything like
no,
that, was it?
No. Well, we had profiles, and we had typical sections, and we had all of that stuff, and we had a right-of-way alignment. Oh, and I probably still have it someplace. Great River did some work on it. Mullen.
EFK Mullen done some.
Yeah. So all of that work is still in existence. We would just have to dust it off. But it's all there.
I would think we should be thinking, you know, more aggressively to dust that off and ask the county to at least make an assessment of what we've got already. So, like you said earlier,